Hello, Keisher?
Hi, Keisha, I like that.
Keisher? Yep.
Keisha,
That's
Jeer.
sort of Mainer
Yeah,
Keisher.
my mom
Mainer.
used to say soda and pizza.
Soder. And did she say Hamburg instead of hamburger?
No, I think she said hamburger.
Mm.
Sorry.
My mother-in-law always said Hamburg, and I was like, what is up
Yeah.
with that? But that was
Yeah.
kind of a main thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Picking up
okay.
some Hamburg, you know.
Yeah, not making me hungry.
Yeah, sorry.
Not making me hungry at all. It's rare that there's a food you can talk about that doesn't make me hungry, but yeah.
But Hamburg,
Hamburg, that's
that's
not doing
the
anything.
one.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, well, let's talk about General Hospital then. Is that
Okay. Okay. Maybe
we have
we'll start with what?
stuff going
So
on. We have
go,
some
yeah.
stuff going on,
We
you know.
sure did. We had a lot of players back in the game,
The
right?
players, yeah.
players.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
little
What do you want to talk
Gladys.
about?
Well, I guess we could start with today since that's freshest in our
It
minds,
is
and then
fresh,
maybe
yeah.
we'll work our way back if anything comes up. But what'd you think about today's episode, Gia?
Well, I like this sort of bad connection between Elizabeth and Nicholas.
Yeah, it's a little bit fraught, would you say?
It's quite fraught, and they have been
Yeah.
bad for each other from the get-go.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like over the years, they don't do each other any favors, and
No,
they kind of
no.
bring out the dark side
Yeah, they sort of help each other
each
lean into
other.
their bad decisions. I
Yeah, they're,
mean,
yeah, yeah.
Elizabeth was sort of trying in her way to push him towards some other, but it's just like he's acting like he has no choices, and she's not really
Right.
helping to spell out all these
Right.
other options he would have, if he
Like,
were a normal
let
person.
Esme go to prison and have
Yeah.
the baby there, like, which would be
Yes.
any
There.
logical
Yeah.
person, any rational person would have
Indeed,
already done
yes.
that, especially if they truly believed she was the hooker, the hook,
Yeah. Yeah.
whatever.
Well, and she was supposed to be going to jail for other things, regardless of whether or not she's
Was
hooking
she? Did
people.
she actually
Yeah.
get, yeah?
Well, she poisoned Oz, right?
Oh, Oz, that's right, that's right.
And she did, I think they did sort of prove somehow, didn't they, that she was the person behind the
The
video
sex tape, yeah.
thing. Yeah.
You're
So,
right. Okay.
she might not
I've
have
kind of
gone away
forgotten
for a
that.
long time, but long
Yeah.
enough, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, I like, Elizabeth being mired now into this quagmire of
No,
a
just when
situation.
she's up to her n ass in her own quagmire, and
Right,
now it's like,
yeah.
yeah, I've
Yeah.
got plenty of room for something else,
For a new, yeah. And so,
yeah.
and it's just so telling that, like, when Nicholas calls, she doesn't tell Finn who it is that's calling. And
Right,
it's like
right.
their relationship is so doomed.
Yeah, it's
There's
very
nothing
doomed.
there to salvage, I don't think.
No. No, they had maybe a moment today where it seemed like they could at least, care about each other, but she
Did
kind
they?
of blew that. I thought so. I thought they
Hmm.
did. When she saw him sort of, dealing with her dad the way I think she wanted her dad to
Yeah,
be
I
dealt
guess
with,
so. A little bit.
although I will say this, that I think that storyline and Nicholas's storyline, they're both so ridiculous that even though Elizabeth is, she's acting her ass off, I feel like she's
It's,
got
yeah, the
the
believability,
dumbest
even, yeah.
material,
Yeah. The believability, even for a soap opera, it's stretching. Yeah.
it's a little too much,
Yeah. Yeah. I
so it's
find the Esme storyline more palatable, even though I know it's ridiculous. But then the whole, like, what parents would try to brainwash their child and send her away? I mean, that's all, that whole thing, it's ludicrous. It's
Yeah.
ludicrous.
It is ludicrous. And the guy playing Jeff, I don't know, he doesn't have any sort of expression on his face,
He doesn't have the gravitas.
No. Although
No.
I don't really, I'm not enjoying the Esme storyline at all either, I have to say.
No? I
No.
love that she calls the baby Ace.
Oh,
I
see,
don't
I
know where
don't
that
like
came
that.
from.
Yeah,
You don't
I
like that.
don't
Is it
like that.
like ace in the hole kind of thing?
No. I
Ace.
think it's just like when you call a kid sport and stuff like that, you know, it's sort of that like
What it, I call kids
playful
buddy.
kind of. Yeah.
Or do you
Buddy.
call them buddy? Yeah.
I'd
Hey,
like
buddy.
buddy better.
Yeah. That's my like my go-to. Like, hey, buddy, how you
Yeah.
doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, little buddy.
Yeah, I would like that better. That has, brings to like Vince Vaughn. You know who Vince Vaughn is?
No, should
He's an
I? Is that an
actor.
actor?
Yeah, and
Yeah.
he's funny-ish. And Seth Meyers does an impression of him where he just goes like, "Buddy, buddy, buddy," you know, because that's one of the things he says. So, anyway, I always think of that
Okay.
when you say "buddy," you know.
All right. Well, it's usually because I can't remember anybody's name,
Yeah, it's a
so
good
it's like my
go-to.
yeah,
Yeah.
go to hey, buddy, hey, bud.
But I don't know, like I don't really know like mentally where Esme is. Like it seems like she drifts back and forth between being someone who might actually care about her baby and someone who's really only thinking
Yeah,
of herself and the
of
damage she
herself.
can
Yeah.
cause,
Well,
you know?
it would be nice to see her,
Oh, jeez.
transform a little bit into someone who is, you know, having actual maternal instincts. And
Yeah, but I don't
I
know if
mean, it.
she's.
She seemed to have a moment today when the baby was kicking or whatever, when she was kind of like, "Wow, you know, that really is like it kind of got real for her for a minute there," I thought.
Yeah, I think I don't really want her to be someone who's capable of that sort of emotion.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't
She's
seem
a
like she's.
complicated monster for sure.
Well, she's definitely a monster, yeah, and I don't know if a monster, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, do you believe she's the murderer, the hook?
Not really. No, I guess not, but I still think she's a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done terrible things, you know. She wouldn't have really batted an eye if Trina had overdosed or whatever, you know, when she drugged her and
No,
stuff
that's
like, you
true.
know.
That's true. You bring up some good points, but
And I know we
I,
don't always go back that far when we're judging a person's
yeah,
character, but
no,
with
we judge
her,
them right then and there. I
yeah.
just find that in this storyline, you know, Nick, the what's happening with Nicholas is so dark that,
Yeah.
you know, I feel like the tables are turning on my emotional connection,
Yeah,
you
and it
know.
doesn't help that we've got this new actor also because it feels like he's got a
No.
completely different energy than this.
He's, yeah,
Ah,
he's
you
got a
know,
much more sinister vibe going
yeah,
on.
he doesn't have any kindness in him, I don't think, you
No,
know,
no.
and that's
And
unfortunate, I think, at this point in the storyline that we don't have our
yeah,
Nicholas, you know,
but I think our Nicholas got the Rona, and so he's taken a you know, a little
yeah,
break. What are you gonna do?
right. I hope I, yeah, I miss our Nicholas, I must say,
So hopefully he'll get back before this
yeah.
progresses
Yeah.
much further. But yeah, this Nicholas is very hard, edged, and
Yeah.
yeah,
It
you
makes
don't.
you realize that there's rarely a good time to swap out an actor, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because we
Yeah.
keep complaining the same, you know, it's always like at some crucial point where suddenly we
Right.
have a new
Right.
actor.
Exactly. I know, but
Yeah.
that's the nature of the COVID thing, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't, you know, it's tricky to know what to do in your own life about like traveling and you
Yeah.
know, I don't know. I guess you just forge ahead and hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
but get your
anyway,
booster.
Get your boosters, everyone. Get your flu shot, get your shingle shot, get your pneumonia shot, get
Your
your
colonoscopy.
colonoscopy, you have a little Botox. Top it all off with a little Botox and happy
Yeah.
holidays, I guess. I don't know.
Cheers.
Cheers. Get your what is it the one the teenagers get now? The
Oh, the
HPNV, whatever they
HPV,
do.
yeah, the one
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Brando is on the commercial for, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
With all like these like yeah, all these words you've never
Yeah.
heard packed together in a commercial
Yeah.
before.
Yeah. That's, we didn't have that HPV one when we were kiddos.
But, no, we didn't. Mm-mm.
We probably should have. We did evil stuff. anyway, so
yes.
I am digging that Elizabeth is being dragged down into this quagmire
mm-hmm.
that Nicholas has created. Cause, and she's, you know, she's going there pretty willingly, it seems to me.
It does seem that way. And she was the one who went to him first, right? When her world was imploding.
Yeah, she was looking for a friend.
Yeah.
She wasn't looking to get
right. I know that was sort of innocent, but yeah, maybe she kind of opened the door unwittingly to this.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and in lots of ways, you know, she and Nicholas had a better connection than she and Finn do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you know? So. Uh-huh.
And that's a problem with all these love affairs is that, you know, they don't really, they're not being real with each other. The people that are having their love affairs are, mm-hmm. they have, it's like kind of that work husband, work wife mm-hmm. concept, you know, like yep. they have.
Uh-huh.
People that they're sharing a lot more of their emotions with or being their true selves with.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they have these sort of whitewashed romantic relationships.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Where Elizabeth is being like real Elizabeth with Nicholas mm-hmm. and not mm-hmm. with Finn. I don't know.
Not so much with Finn, although I don't know. It seems like she has, you know, she has tried lately. I mean, she did tell him all the stuff that went on with.
Should it be that hard, though? It's like, oh, this is hard. Like, why are we bothering? That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Like, this is just too hard. Why bother? Like, is the payoff worth it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they do seem like they were sort of doomed.
I'm not finding Finn too appealing lately.
He doesn't have that much going on. Did you like it when he punched Jeff, or did that not really matter to
him? It didn't really matter to me much. Yeah. Jeff is kind of, I don't know. I read a little article today about people that were objecting to this new portrayal of Jeff, and they were, mm-hmm. you know, saying that historically this is just not who that character was, you know, mm-hmm. that they're like superimposing kind of a whole new personality.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not fair to just rely on us to not be able to remember, you know?
Yeah. I mean, of course that character, that MacGyver, was before my mm-hmm. time, mm-hmm. you know, but they were like, he was a good guy. He was kind of mm-hmm. like a happy go lucky good guy. And this, so this whole like new personality just doesn't mm-hmm. fit.
Yeah, and this guy doesn't really look like a womanizer or anything, you know, he doesn't
he looks
like he's
too
got the
soft.
Game, you know.
Yeah, he's too soft and mushy to have been.
Yeah, and he just looks sort of bewildered, you know. But
of course, people are a lot hotter when they're younger. so maybe he was hot. I don't know.
Hotter when they're younger.
Don't you think that's true? Is that not true in your world?
In my world?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I mean, people age. There's no denying that.
There is no denying that.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of older people.
Oh, okay.
Should we move on to Robert, Holly, and Laura?
All right, go ahead.
Well, before we get any further,
I hate Holly. I hate her.
Okay.
I don't know why she would be beloved, and I don't know why they've brought her back, because I hate her guts.
Well, maybe
I hate that Bambi blinking big eye, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, oh.
Yeah, and I feel like Laura has, like, the supernatural powers at this point of seeing right through Holly, you know. Almost,
yeah. I don't know if you'd have to be all that supernatural to figure out that she's being
maybe not.
Liar.
But Laura seemed like was suspicious of her, like, right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and Laura has a good sort of sense of the big picture and how everything sort of could be connected. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I liked when she was talking to Martin on the phone and giving him the soup options. And I would have gone with potato leek myself. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. I know you do like a potato leek soup. I was thinking when she was making that call, though, wasn't she like by herself in some dark alley or something? I just,
of course.
Once again, I feel like there should be
nobody's
some
being
sort
very
of acknowledgement, you know, especially since they know Esme is back in town. Whether or not she's the hook, it seems like everybody believes that she could be, right? So,
right, yeah.
I don't know, but what I was gonna say is, guess what song they played during that scene?
Was it a Billy Libby?
And it was Billy Libby song once again. It's always the same song. It was louder this time.
I didn't even notice any music.
Yeah.
Was this when they were at the coffee place with the succulents the staghorn ferns?
You were probably.
I was so focused on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I figured.
Sorry. No, honest to God, didn't hear any music at all.
That's okay. That's all right. It's just funny because I think this might be like is this the fourth time they've played that song?
Yes, a third or fourth. Yeah. I hope he gets huge money every time. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he does, but anybody
look him up, people. Look him up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, everything. Yeah.
It's called Chickadee, and actually it's under his band name Fort Gorgeous, but anyway.
Okay. All right.
Good to give him a plug, old Billy.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the highlight of that scene for me.
Okay. Cool.
And then Laura, you know, when she and Robert were speaking alone, you know, her sort of shaking him a little bit, you know, and
trying to, but
yeah.
We don't even know, like, it's none of my business, really. But so Holly and Robert were married, but she's like staying at a hotel. Like, there's no like resumption. Is that a word?
I guess. Yeah. I guess so.
Sounds weird. Yeah. Anyway, of their marriage, like, she wouldn't come home to him and they wouldn't sleep together again and be married again. And
I don't know.
It all seems very tentative and like why they kind of tiptoe around each other. And
yeah, I guess he's giving her space because she's got this big gap in her life. Maybe he's hoping that, you know,
if I had disappeared from my marriage for 2 years, I would still expect to just come home to my marriage, I guess, unless the old man had moved on, which God bless him, you know, I wouldn't blame him.
Boy, that would be awkward.
Awkward.
Then it would be like the three of you in your little home there.
Yeah, I'd still be like, hey.
I'll just sleep on the couch. It's funny because it's true.
It is kind of true. Well, and especially when you're old. Like, I mean, they're older than me, those people. Robert is like 1,000.
Poor fellow.
I don't know how old Holly's supposed to be, but she seems so fragile.
Definitely.
I don't know. But anyway, that seems like a sort of unspoken weirdness happening there.
It does seem like they've sort of aged at different rates, I would say. Although she's, you know.
Meaning what? He's aged faster or she's aged faster?
I think so, yeah, because I don't recall like a huge age gap before. But like you said, you know, people are hotter when they're younger, so maybe they were both hotter.
Pretty hot, but not the same age. But.
Yeah, maybe. You're so wise, Gia.
I know. Well, and some people, like I saw, what is her name? Olive Oil. Shelley Duvall. Duvall. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I guess she has had some rough times. I saw some recent pictures of her and I guess she's had some mental health issues or whatever, but unrecognizable, truly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
life is cruel.
Life can be cruel. And then some people, you see them and they still look essentially themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, it's not happening for me.
No, me neither.
And, you know, and taking supplements, whatever, nothing's doing anything, you know, it's just like, whatever.
No. My steady diet of donuts and TV doesn't seem to be doing me any favors.
What's going on with the donuts? Do you have a big special donut shop in your area or something? Like, I don't remember you being a donut gal.
Oh, I love donuts, but I usually try to avoid them. But then lately, for some reason, like they had these pumpkin donuts at the store, these Entenmann's pumpkin donuts. And
oh, Entenmann's.
Really
oh. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. It was a northern right. treat. I wouldn't get. Yeah. I would get just cookies, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah,
yeah. But okay. I can't have them in the house because I have no self control. So
no, yeah, me neither. Anything yeah. in the house is yeah, mm-hmm. plow yeah. through that.
Yeah.
But all right, well, I didn't know that about you. I knew you had like yeah. a fudgesicle problem, and
yeah,
a cookie problem, and a cake
yeah,
problem, and ice cream problem. And-
yeah, that's right. It's a long list of problems.
A brownie problem.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Looking
I'm
very
a...
forward to National Pie Day next week.
Oh, pies. Is that coming up? I'm mostly yeah. like chip and alcohol.
Yeah,
problem,
you're more of a salty snack person.
I'm a salter, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
All right, General
see.
Hospital, like, so, okay,
yeah.
so, yeah. Holly, yep. I am glad Laura's on things, at least, you know, on
yes.
it, trying to point things
yes.
out to people.
Yeah, and she will put the pieces together. But, yeah, what did you think about Holly being the shooter?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. She's like bad goods. She's like yucko. She's icky.
Well, that is pretty bad. That's not the same as just like, you know, sort of spying on Robert for Victor. Like actually like killing somebody.
Well, we don't think Lucy's really dead, do we?
We don't think so, but for all Holly knows,
she's
she
gut
could
shot
be, right?
Anyway,
right?
Which, yeah,
I mean, yeah.
There's, yeah.
I don't know. That seemed like, you know, that does put Holly in a very different column as far as.
Did she have like a weird Anna face mask on or something?
Yeah,
or
like I guess a rubber mask or something because we forgot.
They do wonders with those rubber
yeah,
masks.
They so. Sure do. Yeah. 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 Marshall still hasn't peeled his off, but one of these days he will.
I don't like her. I just don't like her. So I wasn't shocked at that. I was like, yeah, I already
yeah,
hated
I know.
You. And not, you
I
know,
was
yeah.
on the fence, I think. And that sort of made it like easy for me to just think, oh, yeah, I guess I'm not really on Team Holly anymore. You
even
know?
Though, even though, you know, she's being blackmailed or something.
Yeah, I don't know like how you could shoot somebody just because somebody's blackmailing you. That seems
yeah,
that's a bit yeah. you know, that's a bit much, you know.
Yeah, so I didn't like it, but I wasn't shocked or anything.
Yeah. Speaking of other things, yeah,
go I was ahead. Gonna say another weird trio we had was or foursome really Gladys
uh-huh.
and Sasha and
uh-huh.
Selena Wu and Sunny
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Like, what do you uh-huh. think of all that going on there?
Well, if Selena's thinking she's going to win deception from Gladys
yeah.
in a poker
yeah.
game and not incur Sunny's wrath, you know.
She ain't scared of Sunny.
No, I guess not. I mean, but that's, mm-mm. and that's, I don't know, that was like, oh shit, Gladys.
I know, it's like, oh, Gladys, come on.
Know?
Yeah. yeah. Have a little radar or something.
Yeah,
but no,
something. She loves thinking
yeah.
that she's like, you know, running with the big dogs.
Important, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
she laps it up. She laps
yeah.
it up, yeah.
And especially, of course, her fall is going to be that much more painful because Sasha, you know, is feeling
yeah.
like she's, you know, she's her buddy.
I know. Sasha just kept loving on her today.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, she's going to bust it. Spend all your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So that was a little painful. But I do like seeing Selena. I mean, she's an effective bad guy.
Yeah. She makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Britt and Brad headed for a bender, so that we have that to
yeah.
look forward to. Although Britt can't swallow anymore, apparently it's progressing pretty
Apparently, and it
fast.
seems like she's, yeah, I don't know. She's not really like her tone and everything. It seems like once again, it's not like her, I guess. And maybe it could be because she's got these symptoms she's working around. I don't know. But it seemed like she was going in and out of being Brad's friend and, you know, being
Yeah, well,
angry and.
she seems like she's kind of like not devil may care, but it's like who gives a fuck 'cause I'm dying kind of a
And
thing.
I was
So
thinking she could really take advantage of that, you know, if
yeah.
she really thinks that, you know, her days are numbered, she really could let Selena have it, you know, and be
Yeah,
super
yeah.
honest and, you know, just
Yeah.
fuck you all, you know. So that could be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, to have her just tell everybody what she really thinks.
Yeah, I was glad she told Brad that she was blackmailed by Selena, but I didn't feel
Yeah.
like he responded the way maybe he should have or could have.
No, well, he says he likes working for her, even though I like how he was like, yeah, she scares the crap out of me, you know, but
I know. I know.
it's kind of funny. But I enjoy their friendship, and so I hope we have another day at least of them, you know, tying one on at the Savoy.
I did like when Gladys and Selena were, I forget what they had said, or but Sunny and Sasha were both standing there looking at Gladys like with this expression like, you seriously think you're friends with this woman? You know, it was
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
do you know who she is? You
Yeah.
know, that
And
was
Gladys is
funny.
just grinning like, oh my God.
That made me laugh out loud.
Yeah. It made you LOL.
It made me
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah. Backing up to, I think, more Friday. Friday?
Or
What day is today?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what the hell day it
That's
is.
okay. I know. I know. It's all a blur.
What did you think of the whole interaction with Carly and Joss and Dex and the dorm room and the antibiotics and go.
Well, when I guess it was it the end of Friday or Monday when Carly was at the door? And
Yeah,
in
I think
my
it was the
mind, I
end of
was
the week,
thinking
yeah.
it would be so nice if Joss just let her in, you know, and so I
And then
was so
she did.
happy that she did.
Yeah, that was
Because
kind of
that's,
amazing.
and it just showed, it was just cool. It was just great to see that,
Yeah,
you
I
know,
was
they
like,
could partner
wow.
up basically. You know,
Yeah.
she could count on her mom.
On her mom like that. Yeah. It made me like kind of sad for myself that like I didn't have that with my either of my parents, you
I
know.
know, and you had so many guys sweating it out on your bed with a gunshot wound and
I
nobody to
didn't know
help
where you
you.
were going with that initially. Well, to me though, like I don't fault my parents. I fault myself because to me, when I was that age, like my parents were such foreign objects to me. They were like Martians or something. You know, like I did not see my parents as human beings till I was maybe 40 something.
And
You
you
know?
definitely didn't think they could possibly understand what you were going through.
Never, never. You know, and by the time I really was kind of like relating to my mother as a fellow human being, it was almost too late, you know. But totally my fault, not I do not fault my mother at all.
Yeah, I know. Same here.
And you know, just because I have so many hang-ups and inhibitions and exhibitions and I don't know what. But I just thought, wow, isn't that cool to have a relationship with a mother and daughter like that? I don't know, is that realistic? Maybe that's realistic for some people.
It seems like it is for them, right? I mean, it's something that
Yeah,
like we
but
can sort of buy.
they're fiction.
I But in real life, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. But, you know, they've had a lot of crazy experiences, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like it's something to do with just the different stages of life. You know, like there's all those like state, you know, when they talk about when you're a teenager and you think you're invincible, like all that shit is for real, you know? And so I think that works against you when you're trying to have a relationship with your parents, because you're working through your own, like, whatever goggles you've got on about how you see the world because of what age you are.
Right.
You know?
Carly's pretty good at remembering, like, all of the stages in her life, you know, which some people seem to sort of willfully forget, you know, that they were ever teenagers, you know? So I think that makes it a little easier for Josh.
And she's so, like, Joss is such a mirror of her in lots of ways. That's kind of cool, but except she's less screwed up than Carly was.
Yeah, right. She doesn't have all the she doesn't have an axe to grind like Carly did, you know.
Right, that's true. Yeah, Carly came into town with, like, trying to prove stuff.
Yeah. And I will say I like Dex a lot more when he's feverish and delirious. And
he had some lovely things to say.
He did,
didn't he?
Some good lines. And I liked when they were talking about Baba O'Reilly, you know, the Who song. It was just like, it was kind of funny to hear them, like, talking about real stuff.
Although, to me, him saying Baba O'Reilly, like, does anybody of their age, would they use that reference? That seemed pretty dated.
Oh, well, he said that was the song that they played when the team, the Georgia Bulldogs, came out, right?
Yeah, so, but would he know what it was? You know, I don't know.
He might.
It just seems
so
dated. Yeah.
Yeah. If his friend was a real fan, you know, maybe he would have learned that. I don't know.
Like, I feel like I'm actually a little young for that. Like, you might know this.
Oh, good one, Gia. Yeah. Yeah. The Who, they were a band, Gia. Where's Pete Townsend?
I know my older brother used to play them.
You're ridiculous.
Actually, we have a fond memory of my poor mother. Speaking of my mother, she bought my oldest brother the Who's Next album, and it's the one where they're like, they've just urinated against a big cement something or other. Do you remember that album cover?
Yeah.
And and I think my brothers, we were all, I remember all of us standing in the hallway gathered, like looking at the album cover. And my mother was like, I don't get it. I don't, you know. And we were all like, snicker, 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 you know, like just.
Oh, your poor mom had such bad luck when she tried to buy you punk's music.
I know. We were terrible to her. Oh. I know. She was nothing but kind to us. But
nothing but kind.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baba O'Reilly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid I do know that Who reference.
I know you do. So, yeah, I did like that whole scene. And I thought it was, well, it was funny when she called Brick. And I guess that did make sense for her to call Brick and not Sunny, I suppose.
Carly, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what did you think of Nina? Her, you know.
Oh, what a Budinsky. Oh, my God.
I know.
What a,
she
like,
just
Snoopy
seems like,
Snoop Snooper. Yeah.
Yeah. She just seems like she really is just trying to stir up trouble. And then she.
Yeah. And Sunny keeps trying to, like. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's well, you're going to be gone. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how long he's going to be patient with that, you know, that stupid stuff, you know.
Yeah.
She's just making Carly look better, I think, at this point.
Right. Yeah. I think Carly should have a big old affair with Brick. I'd like Carly and Brick way more than Carly and Drew.
Oh, way better, yeah.
Way.
Yeah,
be pretty hot, actually. I like Brick.
Yeah, and he likes Carly.
Yeah. That'd be exciting for him when he goes back to the sports world, you know, talking about.
Sonny would never let that happen, though. He would wind up on the Pennsylvania side of the river.
But yeah, no, Nina was just like over the top with that whole, like, just lurking around every corner, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then mincing around, and they're like, oh, but Sonny.
You know,
that's unbearable.
It is unbearable.
Speaking of unbearable, we had Drew.
Yeah.
Drew and Michael and Willow and Leo.
Leo. And he makes everybody, even he makes poor little Leo, you know, less interesting. You know,
it's like, I feel like Leo was the only thing that elevated that whole scene.
Leo's like, I can't work with this guy.
He just runs off. Yeah. I loved how he just runs off. Yeah, Leo is special. Leo is very special. I hope he stays on there and we get to see how he grows up a little bit.
Yeah, like Robin, because we got Robin, like, same actress very young throughout her childhood.
Yeah. Drew was unbearable. And now they're trying to insert him into the storyline with Willow. It's like, why? Like, do you not have a storyline for this guy? You know, if you don't, maybe he should go away somewhere.
Yeah. And when he talks about like family and all that bullshit, you know, it's like, when are you ever with your child?
I know, he's like, oh, yeah, scout. And, you know, like,
Oh, God. Yeah. And Willow continues to seem very robust to me.
She looks good. I know.
Yeah. And just having that long conversation with him, I thought, God, anybody else would pass out now, you know, but
that what he does to people, they just pass out.
Yeah. I would just like faint to get out of the conversation.
Yeah. So that wasn't great, but so we see what they're doing there with the flashing back. I'd kind of forgotten that. Yeah. Heard Carly talking about that. Maternity test.
But as far as he knows, what Carly told him is that Nina is not Willow's mom. And he probably would mention to her the situation. Well, no, he doesn't know why she's looking. So if he knew that she needed a bone marrow, you know, then
that'll probably be how eventually it'll have to be revealed.
Yeah.
And that will be a bone of contention between he and Carly.
Yeah.
The fact that she lied about that. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's delaying Willow's treatment, you know.
Right. So. Right. Yeah.
So Michael.
But if Willow weren't so.
Hate his mother too, right?
Yeah. But if Willow weren't so hell bent on keeping everything a secret, we could move this whole thing along.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I'm well, tired.
If Michael's going to launch this bone marrow drive, right, or something like that, talking about them, I don't know. I would think that would raise some suspicion among the people he knows, right? I don't know.
Yeah, they'd be like, "What's a sudden interest in bone marrow?
Yeah,
like,
so
are you doing keto?
Oh God, so." Yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of yucky. Other than Leo,
What
else did we have? We had a lot of Sam and Dante today.
Yeah, and Sam was a little bit. Her wardrobe was a bit more like old Sam.
Old Sam, yeah, leather jacket, black shirt, jeans. Yeah. Sam.
Yeah,
she looked very pretty. It's like whatever she had done to her face finally healed up.
Yeah.
Because for a while there, she still looks like something happened to her lip.
She's like a little something bit, happened is right, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit Kardashian in the lips, pretty.
But that was all unnecessary, I think. It just is a bummer when people go through those procedures. And
I know. I feel bad for them feeling like they have to do that to stay viable. Pressure must be very strong. But anyway, I feel like, is that connected? Like she's suddenly kind of become more of a PI, and so she goes back to the old wardrobe and
maybe
less girlfriendy or something. But
that would be good if she sort of went back to her true nature, you know, because I think that would make her way more interesting to Dante, you know.
It right, like rather than just the chiffon dress girlfriend. Yeah.
Right.
I guess they weren't really chiffon, but
they were fluffy.
They were fluffy. They were not Sam oriented.
No.
But so they had that, and they had them talking about the house and blah 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 blah, and the blended family concept. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, not very interesting. I much prefer Dante just doing his thing, you know.
Yeah. What else did we have, Jamie? Anything else exciting?
Gosh, I feel like we're missing something big, but
I know. Did we? It was a whole lot of Nicholas and
there was
Esme
a lot of
Elizabeth
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Esme talking to herself and her baby.
Ace.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe we got nothing too exciting to say about it all.
Yeah, it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I think the biggest thing was that Carly was helping Joss. That was one of the most exciting sort of developments.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. I thought they overdid the let's get Joss to help him help with his pillows so they'd be in a compromising position.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, all right, we got it. We got
right.
it. You know,
right.
it was like,
yeah.
okay, mm-hmm. a little heavy handed.
Yeah. I agree.
But it is kind of sweet. Like, I like the silly, you know, he's got a fever, silly mm-hmm. things he's saying.
So he's just being honest. he's
yeah.
No filter anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of cute. If I were her, I'd be like, oh, you're sweating all over my bed. You know, I'd be like kind of disgusted with that whole aspect of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's tough.
And I guess so. I guess you can use some kind of laundry product to
She could just buy
get rid
a new
of this.
Set of whatever.
Get rid of that. I guess so. If you're Richie Rich, you buy a new set mm-hmm. of stuff.
Yeah. Eventually, Trina and Cam are going to have to trickle back into her life, you know.
One would think. One would think, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to go to classes and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, as Laura was wearing the same outfit the whole time. So as far as we know, this is like one day.
One day, I guess yeah.
But yeah, she is.
Well, he's bound to be discovered. And now we've got the phone Leo thing, the phone that Michael's found. So he'll know mm-hmm. something's up. I don't know how important that is that Michael's found the phone.
Right. Yeah.
But,
well, he does still feel probably some sort of obligation to Dex because he got him into this. You know.
Well, is he still employing Dex?
I don't
as far
think
as we
so.
Know? Oh, no, they parted ways.
I think so, right? He gave him a big check, right? And told
him
he
was trying
stop.
To, he gave him the option to stop, but I thought he wanted to continue.
Yeah, I don't remember now. Yeah, you might be right. Maybe he is continuing, but I don't know.
Huh. I don't either, but anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, well.
Anywho.
We probably said enough, I guess.
I think we have, Gia. I think we have.
All right. Okay.
okay.
Well, we'll hope for something exciting in our next couple days, and
lots could happen, I guess.
And I don't know. I guess you know, like this Nicholas, we complain about this Nicholas a lot, but now we want him back. You know.
You know, we're such fools.
Isn't that funny? We are fools.
It is funny. But now, like, and especially because we know that he and Sonny are friends in real life and they dance together, you know.
They
it's just
do
like,
dance
how
a lot.
How can you take him away from Sonny? You know.
I know. Well, he's got the Rona. They don't want him near anybody. They don't want him dancing with Sonny. I hope they didn't dance.
Did you see the one where they danced together, like wearing sweatpants, and they had their
shirt? And there was like a woman in between them for a little while, and
that was pretty cute.
Yeah, that was very funny. Their friendship is very cute.
Yeah, it's nice.
They both seem up for anything with the Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
It's amusing.
It is, yeah. So,
I wonder if the other actors. I wonder if the other actors are like, "Oh my god, you know, don't go near his room because you'll get pulled into some Instagram post."
Uh huh.
But yeah, it's cute because they're pretty different in age. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice that they're.
It's
that
they're very
friends.
Nice. They're nice boys. Yeah.
Nice boys. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well. Yeah, let's wrap it up and we'll talk in a few days and hope for the best.
All right. You have a good night there.
Okay, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
All
bye,
right.
everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.